Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, here for another week of information, connection, ideas. Helpful, we hope. That's the idea. When I say we, I mean me and the people that put this program together every week to help you stay in the farming business, to help you understand what other people are doing. Hopefully you're making a little bit of money. Most of the people that I know who are farmers are not making a lot of money, but they are, depending on the weather, and we've had horrible weather in the Northeast this year. As it hasn't been great for us, and the people that are farming in the Northwest, same thing for them. So each week I start with some news items, things that are important that have happened to family farmers or around the family farm for the last week or so. And then we meet somebody who hopefully is full of ideas that may give you an idea as to how you proceed on your family farm. We're going to talk to a lady from England, as a matter of fact, about UK farming, some of the things that are going on with family farms there. Again, great ideas. In the news department, this is something that's going to affect people all over the country. This is another incursion by big government, big ag, 90 organic dairy farms. That's about half of all the dairy farms that are doing organic milk. Those of us who have followed this, there are 28 in Vermont, for example, that will lose their contract with an organic dairy company. It's going to stop buying milk in the Northeast because it's cheaper for them to ship milk in from other parts of the country than it is to ship. I don't even begin to understand this. This is a company that owns Horizon Organic. It's called Danone. It notified the farmer 61 in Maine, New Hampshire, and New York, along with the 28 in Vermont, that they are not going to buy milk from them as of the first of the year. They don't want to transport the milk from the region to the plant in New York. What they're going to do is haul milk in from the Midwest. Now, I don't know whether they can get it cheaper or not there, what the pool looks like. And this is the problem with the pool. They want to buy milk from larger farms and drop smaller farms. The company plans to stop buying again. I believe that it's either at the end of the year or within the next year. So what's that going to do to the farm families that have changed to organic? Got to find a different market. There are other markets, Hood and the Squeeze a Bunch, they're buying it. But what really, this speaks two things to me. One of them, the fact that these people want cheaper milk, the same thing that Squeeze has started, Dean Foods, that has screwed over all the dairy farmers, the big 5,000, 10,000, 15,000 cow dairies can produce what they call milk cheaper. What do you think you're going to get out of a bunch of cows that are standing in their own squalor? They never go out. They maybe get two or three lactations out of the cow, and then they kill them. This is not milk. This is not farming. This is industry. And the results are what you would expect. The quality of the organic milk, I think it's a joke that you even call it organic milk, frankly. This is a severe position. These farmers don't know who's going to buy the milk now. So they're trying to find alternative markets for their milk. How many of you around the country have faced the same sort of thing? I would, if it were me and I were in a region where there was, where you were close to, let's say, Brattleboro or Burlington, some of the cities in Vermont where at least some of these farms are, or if I was in Maine in Portland or up in Bangor or someplace around where there are a lot of people, Concord, Manchester, New Hampshire, I'd be opening up my store. I'd be processing the organic milk myself, and I'd be selling it at a premium, and you will sell out. It's just, it's hard for some people, but you've made the commitment. You've gone from the production values that you had when you were selling your milk into the pool. So now this makes you a better farmer. When I was doing raw milk, it made me a much better farmer. May take a little while for them to find the market. But again, if you're in a region where you could sell the milk yourself, I'd be buying a little pasteurizing unit, spend $50,000, buy it, and process the milk yourself. Maybe you get together four or five dairies. That's not unheard of. That's actually been done in southern Vermont, northern Massachusetts, other places, New York State, Pennsylvania. I know where groups of farmers have gotten together. They're just sick of the pool and all the nonsense that goes with it, so they create their own market. So that would be what I would hope would happen to all these organic dairy farms. We really can't keep losing these farms the way we have. And, you know, the National Organic Coalition, whether they have integrity or they don't, there is a co-op, Organic Value Valley, that has family farms around the country. They're not sure what they can do here. But I know the organic farming organizations, they look at the situation and they, you know, see consolidation, they see industrialization, they hear Sonny Perdue say, get big or get out. And so now they're going to have to figure out a different way for them to survive, because there are lots of people. I think actually overall, there are about 120 of these farms that are in these northeastern states that are affected by this. How's it affecting you would be the question. Are you being, I mean, whether it's milk or whether it's something else, whatever you may be growing. You know, I see a lot of people that are being affected by the pressure. We were talking on the DJV program, the day-to-day program that I do around the country on a lot of these same stations. The ladies and I were talking about the impact of methane gas and how farmers are being paid to not grow crops. And most of the stuff that they're being paid not to grow is of the green variety that's used in part to feed cows. And it's part of the climate change bill to keep methane out of the atmosphere. You can see how innocuous all of this stuff is, weaving its way in and out of your life. But that's something else that's in the hopper that's not good for family farmers. Plus the fact it's based on false reasoning and false information. All right, a couple of things to think about there as we continue. In a matter of moments, we're going to meet Stephanie Berkeley from the UK. She's the manager of the Farm Safety Foundation in England. Right now, thoughts about how you're feeling with regard to how you feel. How are you? Are you well? Have you gotten your weight down? Are you keeping the weight off? During the summertime, more of us are more active, so we lose a little bit of weight. And then the winter comes along and we put on weight. Well, we all know how vulnerable we can be if we're overweight. The obese people are the ones that really get sick. People who have over what is intelligent body mass index. And so you ought to do the best you can if you want to stick around to lose that weight. And that's where Calotrin comes in. Calotrin, spelled C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. You can look for that on the web, or you can go to their website, toploss.com, and get the information on how this healthy weight loss formula works. It's proven to help with weight loss and all the things that go with it. You weigh less, it's easier on your joints, that sort of thing. Any questions you have, this is a fabulous company. Any questions you have, you can email to anybody there, or because there'll be a counselor that'll be assigned to you. You can even call and ask about different things like the special deal. You get questions about the BOGO deal, call them up. Or go online to toploss.com. The BOGO deal is buy one, get one free. Buy as many as you want and get an equal number of free. Right now till Labor Day, it's either liquid or capsules. Plus, there are a lot of other great things that they have that will keep you healthy. So check them all out. Use the DJV code when you check out, when you made your purchase, by the way. DJV, you get free shipping and that unlimited BOGO deal at toploss.com. Calotrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJB code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Back on the American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen with Stephanie Berkeley, who is the manager of Farm Safety, the Farm Safety Foundation. It's a charity in England. What's a nice young Irish lady like you doing in Stratford-on-Avon, which is where you are, as we're having this conversation? So I'm guessing you're connected to farms in Ireland and England. Is that should I assume that, Stephanie?
Yes, that's a very good assumption, actually. I come from Donegal in Ireland, and when I grew up, most of my friends were farmers or fishermen, and equally, you know, dangerous professions. I mean, one of my best friends had two brothers that left to go to work one day and didn't come home. So I'm very aware of how dangerous the industry is and the impact any farming accident will have on a family, a community, and the people that love them.
I think one of the things here in America that we've become maybe hyper aware of, we have what's called OSHA here, the Occupational Safety Group of the government that goes around and inspects things. I'm not sure how much time they spend on farms. They do it with more bigger businesses and industry and that sort of thing. But you're right. I've been around cows and farms, and I learned how to drive on a tractor like you probably did. It's not the safest place to be. I guess it's consciousness as much as anything else. So you're here in part to talk about the hazards and what you do over there. Is it stricter, do you think, over there? Farm safety rules and regs for smaller? See, one of the things here is the rules are not applied equally. The family farmer takes it in the neck, so to speak, and the big agribusinesses, nobody pays any attention to them, or they don't pay any attention to regulators. So how is that the same sort of thing that happens in England and Ireland?
Yeah, well, in England and Ireland, farming has the poorest safety record of any occupation, you know, that there is. Putting that into perspective, in the UK, it accounts for 1% of the working population, but nearly a quarter of all workplace deaths. In Northern Ireland, it's 38%, and in the Republic of Ireland, it's actually about 48% of all deaths that happen in the workplace. You know, so in terms of regulation, unfortunately, we have the Health and Safety Executive, the Health and Safety Authority, which are very similar to your organisations, but they are being squeezed. They don't have the personnel that they have, so they can't work in an advisory capacity the way they used to. So it is about inspectors and it's about inspections, and they don't give you very much warning, and rightly so, because you should be taking safety seriously yourself. I mean, it's your health, it's your safety, it's your choice.
And it's your family as well. Okay, hold on for a moment or two. We're visiting with Stephanie Berkeley from the Farm Safety Foundation in England. This is this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
Eat don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Back into the focus on safety. One of the reasons this is a good program is because, as Stephanie has said, it's something we all ought to be aware of. And I wonder how broad this, not the coalition, the membership, but how broad your reach is. I have a farmer tan, and that some people say is dangerous because you're only exposed to certain areas of your body, and the sun could do a number on them. Well, I've been at it for decades and decades and decades, and it hasn't bothered me. Not that I don't think there should be protective measures, but because of that, I put canopies on all of my tractors so that I'm not, nor are the people operating the tractors other than me, we're not hit directly by the sun's light. Is that something you'd likely participate in, that sort of safety focus?
We have just finished Farm Safety Week, where we, it's our, one of our campaigns where we bring together 240 different organisations across England, Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland, Republic of Ireland. One of the areas we focused on was basically what you talked about, a farmer's tan. It might be a joke to some, but it's no laughing matter. And actually, as you speak to me, I am recovering from surgery. I've had a squamous cell carcinoma removed from my face on Saturday.
Ooh.
And that is a result of years and years of sun abuse. So I know exactly how important it is to talk about things like that. The problem is, in the farming industry, farmers are exposed to 20 to 30 times the sun exposure of anybody there. And you know the UK. You spent a lot of time there yourself, Doug. You know it rains a lot. But also, if you're working outdoors, it's the harmful UV rays that people are basically not taking seriously. They don't protect themselves. They don't wear hats. They don't wear sunscreen. And unfortunately, after years and years of abuse, it comes back to haunt you. And unfortunately, I can speak with all honesty that I have 5 stitches on my face and I look like I've gone 10 rounds with Mike Tyson, you know, and I'm dealing with it. So I think it's really important that we use a lot of real life examples and people that share their stories with us, that really make it real and relatable, that these aren't things that happen to other people. These are accidents. These are issues that affect everybody, whether it's hearing loss, mental health, whether it's sun care or whether it is your regular farm accidents, they do affect so many people, and we need to continue the conversation.
One of the things that we have here in America, whether we acknowledge it or not outwardly, is the risk. But then there are those who would, some of the old timers say, you can't mitigate, you can't take care of all risks. You can't eliminate all risks. It seems to me that you are more of a conscience, you're interested in raising awareness. I think that's pretty accurate, isn't it?
It's fairly common for people to accept that risk is an inevitable part of the job. It's not. You know, that guidance is easily available to manage the risks and to prevent those injuries. You know, and when you think about, you know, moving vehicles and farm machinery, that accounts for a third of all deaths in the, you know, in the UK's farming force. Last year, we have 34 farm workers lost their lives on UK farms, plus 7 members of the public, which included 2 children. One of those children was a 13-year-old riding a quad bike, an all-terrain vehicle, without a helmet. She died from her neck injuries.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's it. How much, you know, again, I guess it depends on age as much as anything else, whether the older people that are involved are going to take this seriously or not, because I can't imagine anybody my age putting a helmet on to go ride, you know, drive the tractor or do other things that are similar. So we'll continue. By the way, Stephanie Berkeley's website is yellowwellies.org. We'll get to that after this.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback will make you fall in love with its state-of-the-art safety features, a spacious and comfortable interior, and convenient amenities, all ready for any adventure. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus up to 33 miles per gallon, 8.7 inches of ground clearance, X-Mode with hill descent control, and a direct-injected turbocharged Subaru boxer engine will make you love every adventure in your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6 inch touchscreen available on select models.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body to help you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. The Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep ends soon. Don't miss our best offer of the year and your chance to get your best sleep of the summer. All Tempur-Pedic mattresses are on sale with savings up to $700 on adjustable mattress sets. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
If you're worried about your borderline blood pressure, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
Garlique works safely and naturally to support my blood pressure.
Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula has a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals, so you know it works.
No garlic taste, no garlic breath.
Take charge of your blood pressure with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Pentagon officials said Wednesday that the U.S. will continue its counterterrorism efforts following the withdrawal of American forces from Afghanistan. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said that the military will continue to address any and all threats to the American people.
It's our duty to defend this nation, and we're not going to take our eye off the ball. And that means relentless counterterrorism efforts against any threat to the American people from any place. It means working with our partners to shore up stability in the region around Afghanistan. And it means a new focus to our leadership in this young century.
The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, said that about 20,000 Afghans have arrived in the United States, with more on the way from the efforts to evacuate Afghanistan before the final withdrawal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Avian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
President Biden has faced criticism from both sides of the aisle over his decision to withdraw all U.S. troops from Afghanistan and the chaotic efforts to evacuate American citizens and Afghan allies from the country. Representative Ro Khanna says that there needs to be accountability for why there was so much confidence in the Afghan army. The California Democrat tells Fox Business that there has to be some congressional oversight over the advice the president was receiving.
I do think there has to be accountability, Neil. I mean, as a member of Congress, I knew that the idea that the Afghan army was going to fight the Taliban successfully was foolish. We had generals come tell Congress over and over again, oh, we're winning, the Afghan army is doing well. And then they go off record, as you know, or other journalists know, and say, no, we're not winning. So what I want to know is, how is it possible that you had advice that the president of the United States thought that this Afghan army was actually going to successfully fight the Taliban? And were we that deluded about the corruption in the Afghan army, in the sense that most people there were just doing it for a paycheck, they had no real allegiance, and that the Afghan government never really had the consent or the attachment or loyalty of their people? We definitely need oversight over that.
And the Centers for Disease Control is asking unvaccinated Americans to stay home over the holiday weekend. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says that vaccinated Americans should take precautions if they decide to travel over the Labor Day weekend. According to data from Johns Hopkins University, the U.S. is averaging about 160,000 new COVID cases a day, fueled by the highly transmissible Delta variant. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring. Second half hour here on the American Family Farmer this week. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on safety. What's going on from the perspective of someone who's steeped in this, Stephanie Berkeley, who is the Farm Safety Director, Manager of Farm Safety Foundation, and her website is Yellow Wellies. I just, the wellies are what they call boots. Everybody on the farm in England wears wellies, and they're also available. You can go to Marks and Spencer, you probably go most any place, and get your yellow wellies. I'm looking at a picture of you. You've got yours on, holding a lamb. Very cute. I'm trying to, as I look at your face, I'm thinking, wow, what a shame that you had that. You've got very fair skin. And that's another thing about skin. If you are fair-skinned, you're more likely to have the problem that Stephanie has had, and so many other farmers have had, of overexposure to the sun, right?
Absolutely. I am your basic Irish nightmare, pale skin and freckles. But in that pursuit of the golden tan that I wanted, I was in the 80s outside. I wouldn't even tell you the things I put on my skin in order to get a tan. So unfortunately, it is one of these things that you just have to realize that there are consequences. And actually, that's what the yellow wellies stands for, because it's a pair of yellow wellies, and it was who would fill your boots if something was to happen to you. So when we talk to young farmers, we tell them, we say, you know what, you're inevitable. I mean, sorry, you're invincible right now. It's never going to happen to you. But what if it does? You know, what if it does? And unfortunately, it's the older farmers that are having these life-ending accidents. Over 53% of farmers were over the age of 60 that lost their lives over the last years on our farms. It is the guys that don't wear their helmets. It is the guys that go up the ladders without thinking about proper, safe working procedures. You know, it is those people that are working, thinking they've done it every day, you know, relying on luck. And luck runs out. And that's what we've got to let people know.
All right, let me give you a specific problem that we have here, and I know you have it there. I'd like to know how you're handling this at the Farm Safety Foundation. This is the problem of pesticides. In this country, there have been hundreds of thousands of fatalities, most of them either on the farm or associated with farm tasks. I think about 44% of the people who have died from using Roundup and that ilk are from farms. And so you look, you know, people are now going to be, they're not going to be able to get a hold of Roundup over here anymore because it's become illegal to sell it to individuals. Why they still sell it to farmers is beyond me. But at any rate, how do you handle something like this that is a top of the mind problem because it's gotten so much publicity, pesticides and farmers? What's your position? How are you helping people with that?
Yeah, in terms of the UK, we have got such high animal welfare standards. We've got high standards of, you know, of crops and arable farming. And actually, pesticides isn't one of those things that actually appears high in the levels of people actually having, you know, long-term health conditions. Mm. Yes, we do have it for musculoskeletal. Yes, we do have it for skin cancers. We also have it for respiratory diseases. But we don't have it for pesticides and chemical use. It's very, very heavily regulated here. It's also, there are a lot of very strong regulations in terms of storage, handling, and purchasing of them. So it's something we're quite lucky that's not a massive issue with us. Unfortunately, it's the same five things that kill farmers and cause life-changing, life-ending accidents. You know, moving vehicles, work at height, working with livestock. You know, there were 11 people killed as a result of coming into contact with livestock over the last year. Mm. You know, it's machinery and it's, you know, asphyxiation and slurring. You know, it's chemical gases and actually coming from natural products like slurry here in the UK. You know, these are the things that are killing our farmers. And, you know, it's not rocket science. They have to take safety seriously. They have to rethink the risk of every job every time they do it. And they have to be open to learn and to actually go back and remind themselves of the dangers that they face each and every day when they're doing their tasks.
For the benefit of those who are unwashed, don't know what the British term slurry means, it has to do with manure management.
I apologize for that. No, it's fine.
It's cute, actually. But because of the difference in the lingo as much as anything else. But here we are talking about a lot of things that we have in common. One of the things I just realized in talking about pesticide management is that the EU has been very vocal and very strong, very strident, in fact, when it comes to regulating. But I'm wondering what's going to happen in England as they are out of the European Union. Will those blackguards from Germany that run Bayer, that are the overseers of Monsanto, will they try to sneak back into England now that they're not part of the EU?
I can't see that happening, Doug, because actually the National Farmers Union have been lobbying very heavily to ensure that we maintain those high standards of welfare, of use, of regulation. But unfortunately, you've hit on something there. The leaving of the European Union has caused massively high levels of anxiety and stress in the industry, and that is affecting farmers' mental health right now, which is equally as important. Their physical health and their mental health are equally important because these are things that are causing a huge issue in an industry. Yes, we lost 34 people to farm supposed accidents, but we lost 102 farmers to suicide in the same year. Mm-hmm. And that is something that we've got to all start looking out for, taking responsibility for, looking out for each other and looking after each other.
You know, you bring up something here. I want to talk about this as we continue. The whole business of mental health and suicides, a really big problem here in America. And I don't know, unless I'm misinformed or ill-informed, that there's any organization here like your, here in America, like yours over there in England. We'll talk about that as we continue here on the American Family Farmer. Invitation now from me to you. As to, well, I guess I want you to picture in your mind what it's like every night when you go upstairs and you get into bed. Do you find it comfortable, inviting? Is it cool in the summertime? Do you have comfortable sheets? At the end of a long farming day, a long day of work, maybe you're a long day of activity, whatever it is, because I'm talking, this program deals with the farm, it deals with food and family. So no matter what your lot in life, how are you sleeping? If you're not sleeping well, perhaps you ought to check out the catalog at MyPillow.com and wrap yourself around things like their sheets. They have fabulous, well, they started the mattress, then the mattress topper, then the sheets, then the pillows, then the pillowcases, the things that can give you peace of mind, literally, when you slide into the sack, I'm going right out. Go to MyPillow.com and check out all of the products. You'll find they all have the same guarantee. Imagine sleeping on a set of sheets for 60 days and saying, I don't like these. I'm sending them back. You can't do that anyplace except at MyPillow. Use the promo code DJV at checkout for fabulous, not only the deals they put together, but fabulous savings. Using the promo code DJV, go to the listener's specials page. There's a square where you enter DJV at checkout. You get discounts on all MyPillow products ranging from 30-some-odd percent to 60-some-odd percent. Don't miss out. This is the sale of the year, especially on these Giza Dream sheets. Check it out at MyPillow.com, and when you literally check out, use the promo code DJV. There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets, made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable. The Giza Dream Sheets Sateen Weave gives them a luxurious finish that'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well. Machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using, at MyPillow.com, the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the Internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Back now to finish our conversation with Stephanie Berkley. The situation with suicides, the mental health, I don't know that there's a particular organization. We have suicide hotlines. But I guess the more important thing, well, I don't know if it's more important, Stephanie, but the thing that hits me directly is it's so unnecessary. It's kind of like I liken it to how our veterans are treated in this country. It's shameful, disgraceful, disgusting. And I think the same can be said for farmers who have been so abused by the public. After all, without farmers, how are we going to eat? How are we going to survive? And people don't think about it that way because there's no longer a connection to the farm. When I was a kid, maybe 40%, 30, 40% of the country made its living on the farm. Now it's like 2%. What are the stats over in England?
Well, yeah. I mean, 1% of the workforce in the UK is farming-based, you know, and obviously there were 102 suicides in farmers and those in agricultural-related trades. We started raising awareness of this issue back in 2018 when nobody was talking about it. Mm-hmm. You know, we wanted to encourage a culture within the industry that explicitly recognises how the job can and does impact on the well-being of everyone living and working in it, and how poor mental health can have a direct and deadly impact on the job. Now, you think about it. You're not in the right headspace when you get behind the wheel of the tractor. It's not the tractor that's dangerous. It's you, you know. So given the year we've just experienced and the continued poor safety record in the industry, making sure we're all looking out after our physical and our mental well-being has never been more relevant.
Do you go to, do you send people that work with you actually out to the farms? We talked about what we have here, OSHA. My belief that government should go out and help people be better. What approach do you take to this with the farmers there?
Yeah, so the way we do it is we have an education program. We're a small charity. Doug, we are, there's three of us, but we're a small charity, but we've got big ambitions. You know, we cover the whole of the UK. We've trained 15,000 young farmers at all the land-based colleges and universities across the UK. We work with the Young Farmers Club Network. We have campaigns like Farm Safety Week and Mind Your Head, which is the mental health campaign that we run in February. Mm-hmm. We also train at business organizations. So those guys who are face-to-face with farmers, we train vets. We get them, we're talking about, we do a mental health and farming training. We do an introduction to farm safety training. We work face to face and it's really important. And what we're also doing is we're using things like virtual reality in our training. So for that group of young farmers who think they know it all, who think they've seen it all and are going to get bored by a 2-hour presentation, we bring virtual reality into it and make it more interesting. Basically, we're trying to make safety sexy here. You know, it's got to be what we're doing. You know, they've got to be relevant, it's got to be real, and it's got to be relatable to those, our audiences.
We're almost out of time. What percentage of farmers, the reason I ask it, because in America, a lot of women are going into farming. How is that in England? What's the story with women and farming?
At the minute, it's 28 to 30% of farmers are now based in females. And they're females, and also there's an increased number of young farmers that are joining the industry that are female. So it's no longer the farmer's wife. She is the person that's making the decision, you know what I mean? And it's great when we go and we sit in a classroom and we know that a third, if not more than that, are females, and they're the future of farmers. So it doesn't matter whether you're male or you're female, as long as you do it safely.
Stephanie Berkeley, thank you. Stephanie is the manager of Farm Safety Foundation. The website is yellowwellies.org. You can learn a lot here. I even think this would be a good way for you all who are listening that are in the farming business to maybe brush up on your skills or your knowledge or your focus on safety, because there's never too much of it and it's a good focus. That's the word to the wise on the American Family Farmer. Thanks again to Stephanie Berkeley for being here with us this week.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now on the American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen here. Thoughts about what is going on? I do think that safety is important, and that's why I wanted to have you hear the story from the lady, that great Irish brogue, but also the info that's there. Very important for all of us to concern ourselves with. Don't forget our weekly American Family Show podcast, which features a lot of up-to-date information, some of the things that we talk about on the air on the regular program, all available at your service every week, the podcast AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Earlier in the program, I was talking about the Northeast organic dairy farmers that are losing their market, and as I think through this whole issue, I get more annoyed because I see something that many people, including the likes of Sonny Perdue, tell me that I can't change. Sonny Perdue says, get rich, good Doug. I get, so Richie, you can edit that a little bit. Get big or get out. That's what he says. So I look at these organic farmers here in New England. The average organic farm has 90 to 140 cows. And because they're getting twice for their milk what the average pool price is, that is around here, depending on your protein and other things that are counted in what you get paid, it's 20, maybe 21 bucks a hundredweight. Well, it's nearly $40 a hundredweight for the milk that comes out of the farms that are organic. And there is a market, there's actually a growing market, and that's why the big agribusinesses, that which controls the milk industry, have gone into organic in a big way, and they're going to ruin it there. This is not, by the way, my opinion. You can look back at wherever organic milk, organic food, organic anything was created within several years after the creation. The government gets involved, they water down the standards, because the people that work at the USDA that are responsible for the standards come from the industry. Like every single other lettered, whether it's the FDA, the USDA, the TSA, you name it, all of the alphabet organizations in Washington are populated by people who come from the industries that they regulate. After all, that's what the bureaucrats say is necessary. We have to have people that come in to take care of these regulatory jobs who actually know the industry. And so what you do is create a hornet's nest, actually, infestation of these people that come, again, whether it's the FDA or USDA, they come out of the businesses that they regulate. They go to work in Washington for 3 or 4 years. They change rules and regulations so that it's better for whatever their industry is. And then guess what? They go back at the end of the term to their industry. And here we are holding the bag. And that's the case. This is just another example of hundreds, if not thousands, of dictates that have come down over the years that have changed the value of a good idea. Organic's a great idea. But most of the stuff is mislabeled now, misappropriated. I take my hat off to the organic farmers that are doing dairy. I hope that that can continue. But if we've got a circumstance that exists like this whole thing I was telling you about here in the Northeast, not cool. Anyway, and a lot of other problems here with regard to agriculture and economics. I was reading a paper done by a professor at the University of Minnesota, which addressed he calls it a eulogy for the small family-owned dairy. And that's what we're talking about here. So basically the premise here is across our country, there is an economic crisis. We know that. The cause is massive overproduction of milk by the huge dairy operators, the agribusinesses. They have saturated the market. They have driven prices down. That was the stated purpose of the people who were running the Suiza, the Dean Foods people. They gave the guy the $3 million bonus for getting the price of milk down to 14 bucks a hundredweight so that they could make more money. Well, I say screw them and screw the mega dairies. That's really what we're up against. There's a dairy. I just read a story about a dairy in Morris, Minnesota. It's got 10,000 cows. How do you work? It's all robots. It's all people that don't speak English. Calves dead all over the place. It's an amazing reality, and we're finding it more and more in America. What are you going to do about it is the question. Food for thought. I'm Doug Steffen with my thoughts here weekly on the American Family Farm. It's all our time.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival. Our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.